This is one, undoubtedly one, of the toughest intros I've ever had to make. But as of today, July 15th, 2019, there will be no more Barley Pop Sports. Today will go down as quite possibly one of the saddest days in our nation's history. It will rival the likes of Pearl Harbor, the death of Elvis, and Super Bowl 42. We had a very unique and exciting time here on this podcast. We created something new, something different, something that inspired, something that motivated, something that made you feel better about your life, especially when Layton was around. What we had was good, but you know what they say about good things. All good things must come to an abrupt end when your friends give up on making half an attempt to come over and record a podcast that was growing into homes all over the nation. That's what they say about good times. They let you down. They let me down. They let America down. So join me one last time for one last podcast where we will fire every single one of them today. Hey, nephew.
One more time, Chief.
One more time. Then pack your shit. You're fired, too.
Damn!
This is Barley Pop Sports, presented by TheOakdale.com.
Asians have low alcohol tolerances. That's a fact.
And there were like some that was like dangling by the bubblegum chewy part and then like heat.
In traffic for like 45 fucking minutes.
Put that on your podcast and smoke it.
So this is where we stand. This is where we're at with the whole thing. I guess we recorded the last podcast in February. And
damn.
Is it live?
No, it's been a while.
No, yeah, we've recorded the last one in February. And that was like our welcome back. Like, hey, this is it, man. We're all going to get back together. And it's all going to be great. Well, that didn't work out. Because now it's July and we haven't recorded one since February. The Oakdale, the website itself actually went dark as well. So I can't say it was just like, oh, what a bunch of assholes. They never would come over and hang out with me. That wasn't it. The website went dark as well. I used the excuse that I was too busy when, in real, I think I hate that excuse a lot because of the fact that busy is something that, what did you say?
I had to take a really deep breath. I'm so full. I didn't want to take a deep breath into the mic.
I had to turn away.
Had to breathe to the side.
I had to exhale slowly up to the side, yeah.
So being too busy is an excuse that I absolutely hate because I'm not too busy to sit down for once a week for an hour to record a podcast with my friends. But I could tell where it was getting frustrating for other folks. I could tell where it was like tough to get people together. So I let everything go dark. We quit doing this. I quit doing the website. Well, I mean, a few weeks ago, I was like, you know what? I got to get the website back to where it was. So I did that. I've started doing that. I'm trying to start writing more. I would love to get some more people on board with the writing. I think I'm going to look around for that.
Hot. My ears are burning up, dog. Some things never change.
And it would be a sauna in here today.
Trying to get the website back to where it was. And then I thought about the podcast. I thought about where it was. And I didn't want to come back and do another welcome back episode because why? You know, we weren't really good at doing the welcome back the first time. So I decided, let's just cut its throat and send it off to sea. That being said, that was going to lead into another podcast where I was, you know, I'd do it by myself and then eventually, you know, I'd have friends, but really that way, if no one could come over and record a podcast, I could still put out a podcast without
making it weird. You know, it's because you're used to, oh, it's just the Chief. You know, okay, well, he didn't have no one to come over this time. And I didn't want to do that with Barley Pop Sports because of what we had already built. I didn't think it deserved that, so I was going to cut its throat and send it off to sea, which is what I'm doing now. That being said, this is a lot more difficult than what I had previously anticipated. I thought it would be easy to get in here and just do it. Planned on doing it just without everybody. Like, I was just going to, like, do it and, hey, forget about it. It's over with. We had a good run. You know, we tried hard. And then I was going to kill it.
It's like killing your dog. It's like, you know it's time to go, but he gets to looking up at you, and you're like, puppy dog eyes.
Yeah. So, and it really wasn't that tough. So, like, Layton said something about coming over. Like, can we do it together? And I was like, yeah. Okay.
Can we That's kill- not how it went.
Can we kill Yeller That's together?
I want to shoot him, too. Let me shoot him. Why'd you shoot him in the hip, and then I'll put him in the head.
So, I knew this would happen. I knew that I would have, it would get my feels, and I would be like, man, damn. It is hard to kill a podcast where we've had such a good time. And then, like, I got on the website and just kind of like, man, I just wonder what we accomplished because I don't really know. What's in your shoe that you're giving away there?
Wheat. Oh, God.
A little wheat.
Do you wear those to work?
Sometimes.
So our all-time views, 3,500 downloads, 3,500 downloads, so 3,500 downloads. I don't know why it's got 3.5. But anyways, 3,500 downloads in the last 30 days. We've done 66, which I thought was kind of still crazy because of the fact that we still haven't recorded anything. And I looked up from February, where we recorded our last podcast, till today, we've recorded 0 podcasts in the meantime. 400 downloads of our podcast, and we haven't made a peep.
Maybe we need That's to do like once every 6 months.
That's almost like a seventh of our downloads right there.
It was pretty weird that it was just picking up steam and we were nowhere around.
Still none in Alaska?
That's what I was going to get to.
Okay.
Be patient.
Excuse us for trying to be a part of this.
Show up.
We actually completed like the entire lower portion of the United States. So we had 1 recording in Maine, 2 in Massachusetts, 262 in New York, 1 in Pennsylvania, 71 in Maryland, 10 in Virginia, 35 Ohio, 52 Michigan, 36 Indiana, 12 Illinois, 3 Missouri, you know, 1,749 in Kentucky, 155 North Carolina. You get it. Of course, Georgia was still number 2 at 332. But we completed the whole bottom portion of the United States: Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California, Nevada, Oregon.
So Alaska?
No, still no Alaska. So I got to looking at the stats, and I'm looking at the stats. I'm like, man, damn, these stats are pretty damn good. Like, they're not bad for a podcast that's started in Logan County. Where, what's the population of Logan County? Anybody know?
No.
30,000, you think? I think like Russellville's 10,000.
You're our old handy dandy fact checker here.
So let's just say off the top of our head that Russellville or Logan County has 30,000 people. The amount of people that probably know about podcasts, I would say 5,000 of those people, more or less. And then
27,000 people in Logan County.
Damn, I'm good. That's pretty close.
Pretty close. It's pretty good.
I gave us a little extra. Well, since it's 2020, don't forget. People forget. People forget.
So of the 27,
I think it's
7,500 know what a podcast is.
You think 7,500? Yeah. That's probably fair. That's probably that they know what a podcast is. How many of those people probably listen to podcasts on a reg?
I'd say that goes way down.
I think that, I'm not saying this as our most popular episode. Honestly, it got downloaded 196 times. Our second most popular one was 178, which was the last one we did. So, I know those numbers suck, man. For like you talk about podcasts like PMT and all those different ones. the Joe Rogans of the world.
No, yeah, but he's already established.
But
himself,
Jesus, man, know? For us to have that much of a following, man. See, I knew this would happen too. I looked at the stats. I got you guys over here finally. Which, full disclosure, I haven't talked to Dudley probably since we last recorded a podcast. Leighton every week, but
we may not hang out.
Ian, I hung out with him for a little bit after the podcast until he cut my throat over a business deal.
Damn.
Big Easy, just whenever he's allowed to come out and play. So
we're not only killing a podcast here, we are killing friendships.
They all know where I stand in our relationships. But some facts just are facts. I knew it would be tough, and here we are. So
you know what? I say we do it right now.
I've got the knife out.
No. Let's keep it going.
I knew it.
God.
I'm just kidding. I can't commit to this.
I know you can't.
You're the at least you're honest.
Yeah.
At least you're honest.
Oh, heck.
Those puppy dog eyes are getting big, aren't they? They're looking big right now.
So this is the second podcast. I don't even have a name for it. I don't have anything for it. I just know I'm going to be more dedicated to it.
Oh, appreciate that. Thanks for that.
Well,
the one you're doing by yourself, you...
No, it's not going to be by myself. It's going to be by myself for like the first few episodes, yes, because I want to establish that...
The way you keep putting everybody on blast, it's going to be by yourself forever.
I want it to be no, like... I don't want it to be unusual if there is a day when I have to do it by myself. I don't want anyone to be confused by that. But like, I'm actually going to... like do my best to get guests on the show. Like I think it would be fun to interview a McDonald's worker at the Russellville McDonald's just to see what the hell's going on down there.
My lady used to work at McDonald's. We can get her on the show.
Did she really?
Yeah.
When? What year?
Back in high school or something.
I don't care. It's long ago. I got problems with them now. I didn't have problems with them then. Mm. So we get them like something like that, and then of course I think we've got some like I've got some other ones. I'll tell you later. Those are kind of my favorites. But
what, McDonald's? Did?
No, I didn't. I don't want to tell you about, I guess the McDonald's one, I'm actually going to reach out to some other people that, in the Twitter sphere, and then there's one local person that if I can get him on the podcast, I think it'd be an absolute, yeah, he'd be good too.
Oh, okay.
But I'm thinking about,
I don't know. Who you're about. I thought I did. I don't got nothing.
I'm intrigued.
That's where the podcast stands. Where would we stand, like, what would it take to get Barley Pop Sports back?
People coming to actually record it.
Yeah, like if I hit the lottery and had 120 hours a week.
See, I don't think the time thing, I don't really want to hear that. I don't even want to hear the time thing.
Good try.
Because I tried the same thing. Like there for a while, I was like, man, I just don't have time. Then I was like,
all right, well,
fuck me, I got plenty of time. You know what I mean? That, like, I got plenty of time. I could probably pull it
that's
off.
All I had today, boys. See you guys later.
I mean, people get busy.
I get that.
But
sure.
You can. I think. I mean, we may not be able to all find an hour that works together during the week for everybody.
Yeah.
But we all have an hour to spare. Maybe an hour and a half if people, you know, if Dudley wants to stick around and drink a couple beers after or come in a little early before, you know, come in to work early.
We could probably just record his segment by itself and then... just tie it in somewhere.
I could just like just give y'all a bunch of generic lines a week. You know, throw in a bunch of like ad libs, like, Layton, you're a moron, or excellent idea. And like, I could just like send them over to you and you could just plug them in.
Push
there.
The button.
Yeah. I could just be a soundboard. So it'd be like I was here, but I really wasn't.
The only thing that's going to save Barley Pop Sports is if
we put out podcasts.
Well, no. Mm. It's dead. If I go back through. I mean, it may not be dead.
Why do you keep talking about saving him? Like, no. Nah,
like,
dead.
I just wonder, like, what could
you
save
know what if, would save Barley Pop Sports?
What?
If the Big Easy episode would have made it to production.
That's true.
We'd have been straight to the top. That was the best podcast that's ever been shot.
That was a good one.
There's a lot of people that don't know how awesome that,
oh,
that
it was,
particular podcast was.
That was the bee's knees.
Do
that
you still
was,
have it?
I think, well, maybe. I don't know. That's what I was going to get to. Like, that one may still be on my computer, but if anyone wants, I don't know why you would. There's a lot of things. Like, I'm going back onto the host that you actually have to download the episodes for the podcast. You put them on there, and then it goes on to iTunes. I'm going to upload those onto the, or I'm not going to upload those. I'm going to work with the host. And like, once I delete BPS, here's the thing. If I create this new podcast and I can't have two on the same host for whatever reason, then I'm going to have to delete Barley Pop Sports. If it's going to cost me more money, then guess what? The podcast by myself is going to be called Barley Pop Sports. Because I ain't finna pay for another one.
You're sitting here today, Barley Pop Sports is dead. Welcome to my new podcast, Barley Pop Sports.
Okay. But the host, like if I delete it off the host website and then those episodes are just gone off of iTunes, I will, if you guys want to bring in like a jump drive or whatever, a thumb drive, whatever they're called, and I will put the episodes on there so that, you know, 20 years down the road, you can show your kids how much you talked about beer and tits. Or anybody else that, for whatever reason, would want that. You're more than welcome to it, because I've got to get rid of it on my computer, and I'm going to do the same thing for myself. I bought this laptop about a year ago, and I keep getting messages that the memory's full. So this podcast may not even come out because the memory's full.
Imagine that.
But anyways...
Oh my god, that was loud. That mic picked that up good.
It smoked his ass.
That was nuts.
I know one thing. We gotta do something, because Barley Pop Sports ain't paying the bills around this motherfucker no more. We're gonna have to get a new damn tablecloth.
That's a shitty.
This damn flannel blanket is heating me up. I'm sweating. It's on my knees. It's not sticking to me.
It's not flannel. Those are snowmen.
Jeez.
It says let it snow. That was another thing I was going to say. It's crazy to me also that like some of the last podcasts we did, we actually had advertising for.
Yeah, that is true.
And then I had other people that were like emailing me asking about advertising.
Sorry, it's dead.
Yeah, sure. We'll get to it.
Then nothing. Like we were like on the cusp and they were like, you know what? Let's just take 6 months off. I don't know.
Screw y'all and your advertisements. I wonder if they're still open for, you know, I wonder if they're still going to be advertising.
Chances are they're looking for some kind of commitment that we ain't willing to offer. Maybe the other podcast will, but this one's dead.
Doubtful.
This one's dead.
By the end of this podcast, it's not going to be dead. What do you keep talking about? You don't want to kill it.
I don't want to kill it just because of the fan base that's already established. I do want to kill it. Because I think that
you can only have so many.
I can't say everything I want to, but I think that I get tired of harassing people to come to this thing. I don't like, and it's not, if you're busy, I get it, but I don't want you to like hate me because I'll put Ian on blast.
Damn. Oh, he really didn't want to say it, did he?
I'm glad I showed up for this podcast.
Yeah, jeez.
Ian, no, it's not even him on blast. It's just like, I think one time, of course, he was stayed home and played video games instead of coming to the podcast, which is, I didn't give a shit. Like, it's fine. We had like three other folks. It wasn't a big deal, but he felt the need to not like lie and then not show up. And it's like, dude, you didn't have to. You could just said, fuck you. I'm not coming, man. I don't want to ruin friendships over a podcast. So.
Well, you've done a pretty good job of it. I'm just joking. You're doing a fine job.
Well, it's over with. So. It's in the trash can. BPS for life.
We can only have so many welcome back episodes.
Yeah.
Every episode we put out, welcome back.
One is probably enough.
It's like one of those soap operas like where you think the character died and he shows back up and you're like, oh, thank God Miguel made it. Then after three or four episodes, he's like, I wish Miguel would just go ahead and croak over and die. This shit is getting real old.
Then you think
real
he
fast.
Dies and then bring back a new podcast, but it's not really, it's not the same podcast.
Yeah,
it
gets
podcast.
His own spinoff.
It's his long lost second cousin's twin brother. It's Miguel. No, it's Michelle.
Oh, damn. Oh. It'd be like on Blue's Clues when they switched from Steve to whatever his name was.
Yeah, but there was but Steve was white. They brought the new guy and he was black.
No, there was two white guys.
There was two white guys. Yeah.
Then they made a black guy too, right?
That's a big change.
I quit watching before then. Hey, I see you hung on.
Oh gosh.
It's supposed to be Steve's brother or something. I heard the other day Steve died.
Steve's
I think Steve
brother
dead.
Than Steve's bro.
Steve's dead. That, seriously.
That would be like James Earl Jones taking up this podcast.
Shit,
James Earl Jones?
Or Steve? Steve?
The original.
Yeah, he was on drugs.
Oh, okay.
But then the second guy had to quit because he went bald. He was losing his hair.
They got wigs.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Blue's Clues must took a toll on him.
So when did that wrap up? Let me see.
Is this what we've come to?
One of them wore a green shirt, and then there was a blue shirt, and then there was a red shirt. I don't know. They can't.
I just want to know what caused them to collapse. I'd like to see, like, compare and contrast. Like, where are we at as far as collapsing? You can't be here. Right?
I mean, no.
You can't be here.
It's a miracle I got you this week.
I'll tell you what. It would go a long ways. If you would stop shooting this in your hot-ass house and maybe, like, shoot it in a meat cooler, I'd probably be more inept to show up in that case. I'm not going to say I'd make it every week, but Jesus, if I knew that I could go in and my ears not sweat, that'd be a great step. You know what I mean?
I'm happy to record this at your house, but you've never invited anyone over to your home.
It's like a dungeon.
Once you go down there,
you never come back.
Never come back. We did one at my house.
We did one at your house. It turned out fine.
Thought it was good.
I think it's just.
That was when Dudley called something the pokey. What was it? Yep. Oh, prison.
I was listening to the radio the other day and somebody called it the pokey and I was like, see, I'm not the only one.
Not the only one.
I think this podcast did a lot of good for a lot of folks and then we're just turning our back on.
I know. I've had a lot of people ask me, be like, you know, why aren't y'all doing any more? Y'all putting any more out and this and that. And it was funny. We really listened to it, really liked it.
Look, like, we're not turning our back on anyone. You are. We are like the dad who said he was going to get cigarettes and never showed back up. We're still giving these people hope. You're like writing a letter from the road being like, son, I'm going to level with you. Never want to see you again.
I'm not coming back.
So... it was good while I was around, and he's like, I hadn't seen this motherfucker in 6 months. What is he talking about? It's good while he was around.
I feel like, you know, the final scene of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air where Will Smith is in the living room by himself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like.
Standing around looking at it, looking at everything you built.
It's all coming to an end.
This is it.
The website seems to be like, I can probably revive it. I can already tell that the Facebook algorithm doesn't show my posts as much.
Yeah.
Like, there towards the end, like, it was no problem.
Yeah.
I looked at the stats on it, like, when I started back up, I was like, I just wonder where we were. We were doing, like, 7,000 views a week. I say we, like, you guys wrote a damn thing.
I did. I shared a lot of those posts.
I shared.
Yeah.
I clicked a lot of like buttons.
The shares did help.
Yeah, without them shares, you ain't got shit, buddy.
That's true. Okay, so I guess I can include a lot of people into... Anyways, I can already tell where the algorithm has changed, but it seems like it'd be easy to get the website back. Plus, writing is probably the simplest thing in the world. Leighton, if you keep swinging that and making racket. I know it's our last podcast. You can make them as much noise as you want.
I'm just rip this motherfucker apart in a minute. Between that and the squeaking table. All right, I'll put it down.
It's no wonder this thing went to shit.
Yeah.
You know what like could have got us over the top? Would have been like some marquee guest, like, oh, fuck anybody. I mean, we didn't have any guests. But can you imagine if we could have got, like...
We had the climb guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that was the longest.
Yeah.
Like,
I wonder what happened to him. You hadn't heard a peep out of that. I wonder if old Dickie Carter finally buried him in his basement or something.
Dickie's gone, though. You would think the climb would be thriving.
Well, yeah, but...
Didn't this summer. That was our only guest.
That was our...
Well, no, like, no, I mean,
we had, like,
our interview. People. Interview.
Yeah, that's our only interview.
Yeah.
So, interviews are something that I hope to bring to the table more. The only problem with interviews, every time I schedule one, I'm one step closer to someone being like, yeah, I got you pegged now, asshole.
Yeah.
I know who the hell you are.
You need a middleman.
Who should I hire for that, you reckon? You taking applications? You gonna do it?
No, I'm not. No,
yeah.
I'm completely out. But like, I'm sure you could find somebody with a lot of time on their hands that hangs out in public places.
I want to go ahead and throw Dudley on blast too.
Oh shit! I showed up, man. Cut me a break.
Last weekend, I called him and sent him a Snapchat and something else, and I was like, "Hey, man, like I don't really even care." Like, what you're doing. I just want to see you. Like, I don't care if you come over for a podcast
and
or
I'm
pull
here.
Up bushes or, like, I just want to see
I'm
you.
Here.
Wouldn't message me back. I sent him a message to everyone a message this week. It's like, hey, man, by the way, we're recording the last podcast. And then like I got a message from Delta, like, yeah, man, I'll be over in a little bit. Let me get my last words in real quick. Last autographs. Oh man, I'll be over here.
I called you Friday. Did I not?
Why did you call me?
Because I saw you.
Doing what?
Driving.
With what?
A boat.
And what did you say?
This was a good one.
Hey, man, what are you doing with that boat? Going to the lake?
I called him. So he said, hello? I said, where are you going fishing at? I said, oh, I'm heading to Malone. You want to come? I said, yeah, dude. I said, I'm heading that way. I'll be there
I just hate it when he does that.
He's like, got me really? I was like, no. And I tell you what, I got a kick out of that. That was the highlight of my week.
You did that to me not too long ago. You called me as at home. He's like, I was off. It was like a weekday, and I love being off during the week because I can do so much shit. Like everybody else is at work, it's like big old middle finger to everybody, you know. Yep. So he called me. It was like 1 o'clock on a Tuesday. Hey man, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. Just sitting at home. Not really, you know, not a whole lot going on. 1 o'clock on Tuesday. Want to meet me? So let's take it for some beer. Yeah, dude. Let me get ready. Hold on. Oh, fucking, I'm at work. Yeah, I ain't coming.
Yeah, for Dudley, you will. You know what I mean? Like for most of your friends, when they call, you're like, no, thank you. I see you all the fucking time.
We hang out more than anybody.
But if Dudley calls you, you better answer. Because you don't know when you're going to get that opportunity.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying now. Yeah, you're right, yeah. It's like, oh, Dudley's calling? What's he want?
I will hang out with you, Dudley.
Not true.
Thank you for giving me this little limb.
Well, see, that's the thing. If I just, like, hung out with everybody all the time, I done got booted to the curb.
But you don't hang out with everybody all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't hang out with anybody any of the time.
Not true. Fake news.
We're gonna have to lie to him about a podcast just to hang out with him.
Let's do this. I'm gonna call some people.
Oh, no. Don't call me. I ain't gonna answer.
I'm busy.
You wouldn't answer 3 feet away from me.
Your phone rings. Just look at it, ignore it, put it down.
Look, I got 4 voicemails on my phone right now. Well, this looks like it's gonna backfire.
Yo.
Hey, Drew. What's up, man? Hey, when's the last time we're doing a podcast right now? We're roasting Dudley. When's the last time you hung out with Dudley?
Hung out with Dudley. Non-wedding.
Whose wedding?
I said non-wedding.
Non? Yeah, ooh, yeah, non-wedding. Let's do that. That's even better.
We probably go 2 months ago.
2 months ago. That's
not bad.
That's not horrible. Okay. All right, well, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to call some more people just to get it like a – we got to get an average here.
Fair enough, yeah. I would hope I get to hang out with him more than most.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. I'd say that as well. I haven't hung out with him in the past 2 months.
He's a pretty good family guy.
Yeah. All right, then. I'm going to call the next one.
Yeah.
All right.
2 months. Who else you going to call?
Not much to be proud about, but that's it, you know. Okay.
That one's going to give me the results I need.
This will be good.
He won't answer, though. He's just like Dudley.
Any second now.
Okay. So that didn't work out. So I've got one more.
Can we crack a window?
It's 80 degrees outside, man.
It's cooler out there. It's got to be.
Just do it. Yeah, that's fine.
No, let's see what we got here.
It's not that hot in here, so that vent actually may be closed.
What the hell? No, it's wide open.
Your call has been forwarded.
Shit!
So 2 months. That's not quite the...
2 months ain't... That's not really what I was searching for, but...
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
This isn't going good. I will prove my point by the end of it. I don't care if I gotta call someone that hasn't hung out with you ever.
Well, that's like... completely contrary. That's like...
So this tells me that you're hanging out with everybody else, but only in a motherfucking call. Like, what do I gotta do to get a phone call? Call him. You know, this is what I'm calling right now. I'm calling Big Easy. He'll never answer.
I saw Big Easy last weekend.
You didn't hang out with him.
This isn't.
He's probably at the
symphony. I swear to. This is how it goes for like the majority of our friends, though. Like, none of them answer the phone.
Call me. But I answer.
I got other stuff going on.
I wasn't going to answer anyways.
You usually answer.
I know. I always answer.
You always answer.
We're the only ones without, you know, like kids or serious shit going on.
Yeah. All right, whatever, Dudley. You win again. This round.
Come out victorious on top.
I called you. Don't text me back.
What's up? Can't talk. Watching a movie. Got a gallon of sweet tea.
All right, so you, all right, podcast is over. Thanks for everybody listening.
You're big time salty right now.
I am.
Like, big time.
I just want to hang out with you more.
We're here. And here you, we're here hanging out. And you're just trying to run me in the dirt.
Bitching about
it. I know it. It's crazy, huh? Uh-oh, somebody's bringing back in.
Hey, why couldn't you answer the first time?
Well, so I didn't see him ringing the first time.
Yeah, but why would you text back instead of calling back?
We were sitting in the living room. Oh. Ashley and her parents.
Oh, cool! I bet that's fun. Hey, we're doing the final podcast here. When is the last time that you've hung out with Dudley Bolden? Hung out with?
I don't know.
Exactly. Would you say 6 months plus?
Probably.
Would you say a year plus?
No way.
Well, it hasn't been that long.
I saw you last weekend, Big Easy.
But did you hang out
at Walmart? Don't count.
At the golf course.
Yeah, but we didn't hang out. I just saw you for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, but that time should have been what precious to
that's
you.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to get him to do anything. Okay. Well, speaking of hard to get you to do anything, you got any final words for this podcast?
No, not a single one.
Imagine that.
That's all.
Thanks, Big Easy.
Wouldn't expect nothing less.
He's consistent, if nothing else. He's consistent.
No, all frogs taste good. Nothing.
No, nothing.
All right. Well, we'll see you later.
Look, okay. It's a well-known fact. Cats don't like water. You don't see people going around picking up cats and trying to throw them in water, do you? So why are you trying to put me in a box here? You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying there's three people in this room, and you're the only one.
did everybody get that? With my belly.
With whom I have not hung out with in quite some time.
What are you doing? All right. So first it was like bash Dudley, you know. All right. Yeah, that sounds fun. Let's try that. Now it sounds like my time's not good enough.
Layton, you know that what we have is special to me.
I don't know.
I came over here like a month and a half ago and broke $100 worth of chain.
That was on you.
Uh-huh. But that's not good enough for you. It's never good enough.
I offered to pay for that chain. And it was not a month ago. It was a long time
ago. It was like 6 weeks ago.
That
is true entirely. That is entirely true.
I think there's like documentation of the text messages. So I hope you're right.
I know I'm right.
I don't think it was.
How long you had that vessel out front there?
The boat? Since March. So, you know.
Okay, so maybe it's been longer than 6 weeks.
He didn't have the boat?
Yeah, but I think he had just got it.
Oh. Let's see here. A lot of funny text messages between you and me. Cold brews, anybody got any?
Well, hell no.
I do have something. Do
okay. You have anything? I've got a cold brew.
Okay.
All right, I got
you lying sack of shit.
I just came up with it, okay?
Oh, my God.
I've got a big announcement. I've got a big announcement that everybody needs to hear.
You're going
to
be doing your own podcast starting.
We're not leaving. We're not doing it. We're not killing this thing.
We're not killing old Yeller.
I'm just kidding. This thing's dead. It's been dead.
I want to shoot him.
So go ahead.
I got a couple. Can I?
Yeah, have at it. You know, hang on. I'm going to stop you before you start here. You know what you should do? Is you should go back and like release like a greatest of. And, like, I think a really good greatest of to start out with would be worst cold brews of all time. Like, when somebody, like, tried to do a cold brew and it was just, like, a complete flop. Like, Layton had 7 or 8 of them.
Hey, now. Hey.
Like, the guy who was eating 15 Big Macs or something today to swim across the...
His tongue was falling apart.
You know what the difference is between Layton and what you're trying to portray? Layton will probably still be involved with the next podcast. We may never see you again.
That is true.
Never see him again. My cold brew goes out to NASCAR. Have you seen the documentary that's about to come out? Blink of an Eye, 2019?
Nope.
I think it comes out next month in September. Blink of an Eye is a documentary about...
Next month is August.
2 months from now.
Your time like frames are really bad. They're really off.
Yeah.
Whatever. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, 2 months from now, It's actually a documentary about. Is it? No. It's a documentary about the day we lost Dale. And it's got like, it's actually going to be like a full fledged movie. It's not going to be like just some rinky dink shit they put together. A lot of things I didn't realize about that day. Mark Martin, not Mark Martin, who won that race?
Called Drew. Didn't Daryl Waltrip win it?
No, Daryl didn't. Daryl was.
I mean, Michael Waltrip. I'm sorry. Yeah. Fucking Daryl Waltrip. My B.
Yeah,
my
but no, B. Michael won it. I did not realize that Michael Waltrip had not won a race up until that point.
Crazy, huh?
I had no idea. I did not realize that not only did he drive for Dale, but Dale was like the only person in the world that believed in him. There's a lot of things I didn't realize. There's a cold brew for that. Cold brew also goes out to everyone that ever downloaded this podcast.
Isn't it crazy, like, how mediocre some people can be, but, like, continue to stay at the highest level of things?
Yeah, he would be a good example. Not only with his driving performance, but his race team ownership performance was also terrible.
Yeah. And, like, you think about it, like, all these people, like, in the NBA make millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars being scrubs.
I'd be all right riding the pine.
Oh, I would, too. Don't get me wrong.
But I'd rather do it in a different league than the NBA.
Why can't I find a gig, like, where I'm no good? But people accept me anyways. Like, why can't I find a podcast where I don't show up to, but people are like, it's cool.
We gave you that. We were like, you know, Dudley, the days you wouldn't show up, we'd be like, you know what, Dudley didn't show up, but, you know, we're still loving him, so. But now it's just like I had enough. It's over with. Free ride's over for everybody. Everybody's fired.
This is the end of the ride for the gravy train.
It's over with for everybody. Not just one, not just two. Everybody's fucking fired.
I'll be back.
He's going to record a welcome back episode as soon as we leave.
Welcome back. As soon as we walk out of here. Episode one. It is really hard to give up those stats, but I feel confident I can get them again.
Yeah, not without me.
I don't know. Me and you had a couple good episodes.
We're really good together. Don't let Dudley get in your head.
Oh, I live there. No. Y'all going to be trying to shoot a podcast, two of you. And you're going to be like,
I just hate that you're so adamant about being out.
Oh, yeah, he's done.
Living in the back of your heads. I'm going to be laughing like.
This is a guy that practically begged me to be on the first one he was on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, he sent me like 15 text messages. I don't recall that.
Begging to be on, huh?
Yeah, he sent me like 15 text messages. And like, he even emailed me. He's like, man. That first podcast you dropped was okay.
Okay, look.
But I think I got some stuff to bring to the table.
You might have got away with that lie if you wouldn't have said it. He even emailed me. Like, who emails people? But while we're on the subject of emails, my wife watches, like, Desperate Housewives.
That still comes on.
Oh, dude, yeah, man.
Really?
That was still a thing.
But, like, these people, like, there's always a confrontation over some emails. And I'm like, why are people emailing?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Yeah, because it's 2019, so that's what most people do. So,
email,
text message.
I mean, we text messages a lot, but like if you're talking with like business people,
you only email.
Yeah, but this
work.
Is a group of like women who do nothing.
Yeah, I don't understand.
And they're gossiping over email.
You remember chain emails you used to get on your Hotmail account?
Yeah.
Like, if you don't forward this to 15 people, Jesus Christ will not accept you.
Yeah.
I hate those. You get them on Facebook. People do that all the time. It's like, if you ignore this, you're going to hell in 10 days. It's like, oh, well, I guess I'll see you there.
I should have been in hell a long time ago.
Yeah, this little share, it's not going to get me there.
Based on what I've read in his book, and I haven't read a lot of that book. I've read just enough. He didn't say much about Facebook.
He didn't say nothing much about sharing posts.
I haven't seen much about Facebook, period.
400,000 shares and little Eliza will get my kidney.
Oh, man.
It's like, sorry, Eliza, 399,999. Guess the kidney's still mine.
Damn.
Content is content, you little snatch.
Dang. Her kidney's failed. You're going to call her a snatch?
I saw something the other day, man, on Facebook.
I didn't know
if
Eliza was a boy or a girl. That's a universal name. That's like a pat.
You little snitch.
The only thing that's guaranteed from that name, Eliza, is that they're Amish. You don't know if it's male or female.
Eliza Yoda.
Hey, I learned something about Amish. Local Amish, like, you know, they'll be,
like people, like there's like different clans.
You got dip on your face. I wasn't going to say nothing.
Oh, no, it made it worse.
Where's it at?
Everywhere. Oh, your cheek, dude. It's like not even cheek. Around your mouth. It's like on your ears and stuff.
That was like a little bit of your sideburn you'd miss, like a little shave.
Like, what's the chief doing? Oh, he's over packing earlobes. Let me put this chaw in my ear here. Get it deep down in the canal. Get the nicotine running.
When they pack up and start moving, like you'll notice, like the big moving cell, there's like a, the bloodline's getting a little close.
A little?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why they pack up and move. I don't know much about the details.
Is that what, I didn't know that. So what that means?
I would not always, but typically it's like, hey, we're starting to get
I think it,
close, and, we got to pack up and go.
Yeah, and I think it's like, a lot of times the church is like, hey, we're getting a little close. And so the leader of the church is like, Meshach, pack it up. Y'all are going to Trenton. And it's like, why? I love Fairview. I don't want to go to Trenton. And then, you know, that's how you get some diversity back in.
God. Meshach. Oh, boy. Go to Trenton. Fairview's a nice community.
Well, we'll miss you. Okay, so.
Who, Meshach or me? Meshach whittled the best furniture.
You drive that buggy like
I would love.
Business.
Like, there's no reason we can't sit around and bash the Amish and Mennonites all day long. Because, I mean, they're not listening to this podcast.
No.
And two, I have never met one soul who's like, you know what? I really like those Amish folks. I'm going to defend them a lot. Like, in all these Me Too movements and all this include me, whatever, you never see anybody speaking up and saying, you know what, the Amish too. Let's throw that. Hey, you get over here. LGBTQA, you. I got you, baby. You never see that.
What is that week they have where they all like have that big party?
Rumspringer?
Yeah. So what if on Rumspringer, you say they don't know what podcast is, what if they get together and play the Bolly Pop Sports podcast
then they
and listen to it?
Then they definitely become English. They'd be like, this is what we've been missing. Oh, and then they'll leave the church, and after 16 episodes, they'll be like, Wait, they killed this thing? I left the church for nothing?
Oh, for this?
Now stick around. There'll be another Welcome Back episode in 6 months.
Really
just
might.
Hang
it
in
just
there.
It really depends on what happens with the host website. So, you know.
BPS 2.0.
How many episodes did we do? 30?
It's pretty good.
I think that's phenomenal. I don't think any of the other rinky-dink podcasts you hear about coming out.
No,
I don't think you ever hear about them doing 30. We even got into Mexico a little bit. India, Canada, Russia.
That is so weird.
I wish I would have downloaded a couple episodes when I was in Jamaica just to, like, get us there.
I think your phone was still registering in Kentucky, though. I don't know that for a fact. I can tell you, it's ridiculous, the fact that I'm really proud of this thing, man. Like, y'all shit on a little bit, but we did good, man. We did good, man.
We're killing it.
Let's keep it going.
All right, let's keep it going.
And by keep it going, I mean, y'all keep scheduling it, and I'll tell you why I can't show up every week.
Yeah, because it's not far off from harvest season.
Yeah, he's over with.
Yeah, he's done. Till Christmas.
It's fun. It was fun. We had fun. I've actually started looking on Indeed.com for other people hiring a blogger/podcaster.
You've been
hoeing
yourself
many
out.
Listings?
There's a lot of folks that are basically like us that were like startup deals, and they want to deal with the headache, and I don't want to deal with the headache.
Nope, negative.
And there's a lot of them that I haven't looked at. I haven't like decided on like which ones I'm going to pursue yet. There was an NBA one, which I think I would kind of pursue and just pretend like I'm a fan of the Grizzly. And then there was a few other ones. I don't want to ditch the Oakdale writing about that, but. Yeah, like as far as everything, if there was like an opportunity where I saw that they had a pretty decent following, I'd be like, yeah, I'm out of here. See you later. But anyways, good times. Glad we all had fun. Local brews, anybody got one of those?
I had a warm brew. I forgot what it was.
Dude, that was like dead like 9 months
well,
ago.
Well, I had some I needed to share and it wasn't really very good. But, it, you know, it was like, so I was like, I'll just call it a warm. I forgot what it was. It doesn't matter. It's not important.
Speaking of warm brews, you could make a fucking warm brew in here.
It's not even that hot.
Oh, my. We're sweating over here.
I got more hair than most. Sheesh. All right. So that's it. Any last words for the podcast?
It was fun.
It was fun. Glad we got to do it one more time. So he's pulling the trigger on this.
But bitch. Don't worry. We will be back.
We'll be back.
Better than ever. I'm just kidding.
I look forward to the next podcast that I do. I look forward to seeing who shows up for that. Hopefully it'll be better if this one doesn't work out because it's not worked out. Would you
quit? We almost made it a year.
We... Depends on how you look at it.
I mean, now, we're killing it now, so I guess we did, but I mean, you know.
We kept this thing plugged up on life support for, we got it to a year.
We could have recorded one this time last year and recorded the second one right now and be like, well, man, had the podcast going a year.
Let's do this. If, 100 people send out.
See, don't here we you go. Do this. Here we go asking don't Eliza for a kidney. If 100 people share this podcast,
no,
we will donate bone marrow.
No.
I mean, what are you doing, man?
If there's enough people that come forward and like, no, don't stop it. I feel like we're obligated. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I've had a bunch of people ask me, like, what happened? Where y'all at? It was funny. It was good.
I do get a lot of people like weekly.
Oh, yeah. It is a weekly thing. For me, it has been. I'll go out somewhere in town, you know, be like, what about the podcast, man?
It'd be tough for Dudley to get the same responses. I don't think he played it to his cattle. But
I like what you did there. Why are you holding the microphone like a guitar?
It's the last episode. I'm trying to try everything I can. I'll never be able to speak into a microphone again.
I mean, you can go buy one and just leave.
I wish I'd have hung this from the ceiling with some zip ties.
Oh man, that'd be cool. And that way, like, you can like pull it down, lower it up. I get a boxing match.
All right, last calls. Literally last call.
It was fun. It was real. It was fun. It wasn't real fun, but, you know, it is what it is.
Late and last call.
I mean, that's about all I got. It was a good time. I'm glad to be back. You know, I wish we could keep it going, but someone's got to pull the trigger on this bitch.
My last call goes out to thank you to everyone that downloaded this podcast. Everyone that supports the Oakdale website. Please continue to do that. Follow us on Twitter at The Oakdale. Snapchat, same thing. I think it's The Oakdale. Keep up. Things aren't completely dead here, but this podcast is dead. There will be a new one, hopefully soon. Depends on how everything works out with the host website and all that stuff. Other than that, Ian, last call.
Well, I really think...
From a town where most of the people are so close-minded. They going to school and they working a job, but they don't even like it. I won't be put in a box. Nobody telling me what I should rock. Nobody telling me what I should drop. Cause I do what I want and just know I don't stop. Recording till 4 in the morning, they snoring. I'm pouring my soul into every story. I'm writing, producing, I mix it, I master. I'm building my craft and I'm not looking back. I've been going doing things I wanna do when I want to. Everybody wanna get a win, but they not do. Everybody wanna copy you, but they not you. Everybody wanna be cool, but they not new. Whoa, look how I go. Gonna be a dentist, I still got the flow. Never gonna lose cause I'm still doing both. Never gonna lose cause I've been on the road. Come to your state. And I'm killing the show. Know that I'm young and I still gotta grow. Know that I'm working the most. Know I'm never gonna choke. And I'm looking back down on the people below.
I've been keeping real. I've been doing what I feel. I've been out here trying to kill everything.